content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Rivka Skidmore from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Labor is about helping you live a healthier, happier lifestyle. Life in the Kitchen, 10 Ways to Make Your Kitchen Feel Like Spring, by Cambria Bold. Throw open the windows, friends, because I think winter is finally behind us. Are you ready to welcome spring? It's time to dust off, air out, and spruce up your kitchen for the new season. So here are 10 ways to get it looking as great as you're feeling. Speed clean your refrigerator. I'm guessing you don't want to spend the first nice day of the year deep cleaning your refrigerator, so don't. Instead, do a quick clean. A fresh fridge plus still time to go outside equals win! Tidy your pantry in 10 minutes. Again, who wants to spend a ton of time cleaning this time of year? Thankfully, you can tidy your pantry in only 10 minutes. You'll feel so good when it's done. Wipe or hose down your trash can. Trash cans get pretty gross over the course of a long winter. Get some hot, soapy water and wipe the whole thing down, inside and out. Bonus, make sure to use your favorite scented liquid soap so it smells good too. Another option, take the can outside on a warm day, hose it down, and let it dry in the sun. Wash your pot holders. Your pot holders are probably taking a beating from all the casseroles, stews, and baked goods that kept you warm this winter. Time to throw them in the washing machine and get ready for summer pies and cobblers. Oil your cutting boards. Seasonal summer abundance is right around the corner. Make sure your cutting boards are ready for all the chopping, dicing, and slicing to come. How about some ideas for spring? Buy some flowers. It's getting warmer, greener, and the days are longer. Time to get a bright bunch of blooms for your kitchen table. They don't have to be expensive or fancy. Treat yourself to a pretty tea towel. We never tire of tea towels. They're a reliably cheap way to add a little color and whimsy to your kitchen. Treat yourself to a new one this spring in a favorite color or pattern and display it somewhere out in the open. Maybe even hang it with clothespins. Hang a small piece of artwork. A delicate watercolor print would be a lovely addition to the kitchen this time of year. A seasonal color wheel is also a favorite. It reminds me of all you can look forward to in the coming months. Use a brightly colored baking dish to organize the things in your countertop. We loved this tip when we first came across it last year. A bright baking dish makes a perfect catch-all tray for spices and oils on your countertop. Tidy up and create a pretty display, all in one. Set a beautiful table one morning. To really celebrate the arrival of spring, give yourself the pleasure of setting a table for brunch one weekend morning. Throw open the windows, invite a few friends over, and make something scrumptious and enjoy the season. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Some natural spring cleaning ideas for a healthy body and mind by Heath and Nicole Reed. To enjoy a continuum of health throughout the year, traditional Chinese medicine recommends practices for harmonizing with nature and cycles of seasons. Practitioners believe health is influenced by a mirror of nature and that we may optimize health by using approaches based on five elements found in nature: fire, earth, metal, water, and wood. Each of these five elements corresponds to and is influenced by a myriad of factors. Specific seasons of the year, organ meridians, physical ailments, and harmonizing flavors, colors, sounds, emotions, breathing, and movement practices. We can sustain harmony with inner and outer nature when we adapt to the distinct challenges and merits each season provides. Springtime is influenced by the wood phase. The wood element, or wood phase, exerts its greatest influence during spring. Spring exemplifies wood qualities in the sprouts of green emerging on the branches of trees. Symbolically, the spring momentum pushes us towards our new growth and expansion. Spring is marked by the vernal equinox, and for the next 6 months, the days continue to grow longer. The power of the sun shines more intensely in our lives, encouraging us to spring into action as we launch past winter's excess or inertia. Flowers bloom all around, filling the space inside now with a fresh perspective and renewed energy. The changing of the season is beautiful, though it may be stressful for some of us. Gently detoxify your extremes. Many people associate spring cleaning this time of year. Metaphorically, the cleansing energy of spring provides a ripe opportunity to detoxify internally too. Spring is associated with the liver, known as the great detoxifier, and we can harness this season's momentum right now to cleanse our liver and entire body. Energetically, the liver meridian is expert at balancing extremes. Detoxification integrates most easily into healthy lifestyles by avoiding extreme measures, including punishing rules or rigid commands like "I have to" or "I should." When detoxing, we invite you to avoid shoulding yourself. Instead, gently incorporate harmonizing spring ingredients to consciously lighten up and shed the extremes of winter inertia and holiday binging. Add lemons. Lemons are cleansing to the body and help decongest and reduce accumulations in the liver. Consider drinking a warm glass of water with a squeeze of lemon when you wake up in the morning, or place a fresh lemon wedge in your water bottle throughout the day. The liver thrives when nourished with sour flavors, and introducing more lemon, or lime if you prefer, is a simple way to satiate this craving. Staying hydrated with lemon-infused water also adds more vitamin C to your diet and supports the digestive and immune systems. If you'd like to explore a more challenging yet gentle approach to detoxification, consider a once-a-week liquid cleanse. Energetic detoxification. Detoxification comes from extremes that occur on the physical level, but also clears noxious debris from our mind and heart. Spring is described as a windy season, and wind provides a metaphor for our energy or vital life force, known as qi. For example, we cannot see the wind itself. We can see the results of the wind as we hear the leaves rustle in the trees, or dust and debris being pushed and carried in the air. Similar, we cannot see qi. We can feel the results of our internal qi and how vital and radiant and exuberant we feel. As we participate in more outdoor activities during these months, we may notice external irritants like pollen impacting our feelings of well-being. Internally, turbulent emotions may circle like gusts of wind leading to extreme emotions. Our liver qi is particularly challenged by growing feelings of irritation and frustration. If these feelings are unexpressed or exaggerated, they may explode or implode into an extreme manifestation of anger and resentment. When these feelings are regularly entertained, our posture often responds with tight shoulders, clenched or jutted jaw, muscular tension in our neck, upper back, and head. Likewise, physical and emotional discomfort may migrate and move into different areas of our body, presenting a textbook windy condition. Breathing exercises and conscious movement exercises soothe these explosive gusts and calm our mind and body. Shh breath. The shh breath is a simple breathing practice that soothes our emotions and harmonizes our liver qi. This ancient Qigong, a movement and breathing practice rooted in the TCM technique, To practice the shh breath, inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth, and make a breathy, barely audible shh sound on the exhale. While quieting a restless baby, we invite you to practice this healing sound for 3 breaths and notice if your attention shifts or if you feel any different. How does it feel? Use this ancient and healing shh sound when you need to blow off some steam, when you're frustrated in traffic, or anytime you feel irritated. Experience delight as you detox extreme feelings with an ever-reliable hearing aid, healing aid of your breath. Detoxifying in motion. If you prefer the intensity of a more physically oriented activity to release your toxic feelings, experiment with bursts of energy, practicing jumping jacks, sprint until you feel winded, hold a plank pose for 30 to 60 seconds, or do any fun activity that gets you sweating. Relief ensues when you work emotional intensity out with bursts of cardiovascular activity, even when practiced for just a few minutes. Thrusting palms. Qigong's thrusting palms technique is another physically oriented practice specifically designed to encourage realignment of our liver qi with nature. How much expansive and renewal are you willing to experience this spring season? Choice by choice, begin to harmonize with your best self and align nature practices that liberate toxic extremes. Experiment with one or more cleansing suggestions to recalibrate your seasonal alignment and experience ease and flow this spring. As your spring cleaning efforts clear away unnecessary toxins and excess, recommit to conscious choices and intentions that help your greatest potentials expand, grow, and blossom. A once-a-week liquid cleanse gives your metabolism a break and allows your liver, the chemical factory of your body, and other organs to focus on metabolism, healing, and restoring balance to your body. The idea is simple. For 1 day a week, eat and drink only smoothies, juice, water, and soup throughout the day. Eliminate anything you have to chew, gives your jaw a break, and often demonstrates how habituated we are with chewing things over. This once-a-week liquid cleanse powerfully inserts an intentional change to habitual eating routines, cultivates a conscious relationship with our food cravings, appetite, and nutritional behavior. To realize the best results, practicing a once-a-week liquid cleanse for at least a month. Green is a harmonizing color associated with the wood phase, and during springtime, we recommend adding plenty of local, grown, seasonal fruits and vegetables to your diet, especially if they happen to be green or sour, like lemons. So try this cream of broccoli soup recipe. Modify the ingredients to your taste. You'll need 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 4 ounces of sliced onion, 3 ounces of diced celery, 1 tablespoon of minced garlic, 1 cup of chopped broccoli, 1/2 a tablespoon of bay leaves, 1 pound sliced potato, 1 quart of spinach, 1 quart of vegetable stock, and 1 teaspoon of black pepper. Optional seasonings: salt, tahini, a ground sesame seed butter, and or nutritional yeast for B complex vitamins. Directions: saute the onion, celery, and garlic in olive oil until the flavor is released. Add remaining ingredients and simmer until volume is reduced by approximately 1/3. Strain and remove the bay leaves. Blend in a food processor. Season to taste with salt, tahini, or nutritional yeast. This serves about 2 to 4. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. 3 ways to stick to your spring workouts by Joe Decker. It's that wonderful time of year when the flowers start blooming, the days warm up, and many of us look in the mirror wondering how to lose that winter layer. Where do you even start? Have no fear, my former hibernating friends. Here are some quick and easy, fun ways to get you out of the door and into fighting shape come summertime. Become your own drill sergeant. When I joined the Army, I was 80 pounds overweight and in terrible shape. My friendly drill instructor helped me not only lose 80 pounds, but an additional 20 pounds. How? Tough love. He used it on me, I use it on myself, and you need to use it on yourself. This means accountability. No more oversleeping or skipping workouts for a happy hour. You need to make a plan to get into shape and stick with it. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I tell clients not to focus on the scale. Focus on getting healthy and fit, and weight loss will happen. Let weight loss be a byproduct of the shape to be your goal. You don't have to purchase fancy exercise gizmo or join an expensive club. Use what's available. The oldest, most effective workout program in the world is military boot camp style. You can make it as easy or as hard as you want, but start out with your basic calisthenics. My favorites are pull-ups, modified pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups, dips, lunges, and squats. Where do you begin depends on your fitness level. Beginners may start with 2 to 3 sets of 10 to 15 reps. If you're more advanced, do 20 to 25 reps. For the highly advanced, I like doing a descending pyramid. 50, 40, 20, 10. Is it tough? Yes. Does it work? Yes. I recommend doing calisthenic circuit 2 to 3 days per week. To make it more challenging and obtain better results, add a pair of 10 to 20 pound dumbbells in your routine, or be creative and use whatever available. Rocks, bricks, logs, a dog. It keeps it fun and definitely makes the neighbors wonder what you're up to. Change up your cardio. Weightlifting and calisthenics will help build muscle. Cardio helps get rid of your unwanted fat. Unfortunately, most people are guilty of heading out the door and doing the same old run or ride day after day. Guess what? They see the same results. You gotta change it up and shock your body. A couple favorite additions to really spice out a workout program are adding hill and stair repeats and speed work. These two alone will definitely shock your freshly unhibernated body. Go to your favorite hill or stairs, run or ride up them 3 or 4 times for about 15 to 45 minutes. For your next workout, hit your local track, street for some speed work. Either run the distance or the time, for example, 400 meter repeats or run for 1 to 2 minutes. It all depends on your fitness level and how hard you want to work. I recommend some form of cardio most days of the week, generally 4 to 5. Remember, the road to getting fit and healthy should be fun. Find things you enjoy doing and go for it, whether it be swimming, cycling, running, surfing, or something else. Now's the time to get out there, try new things, and get into the best shape of your life. That's an order, Private. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Lemon Pound Cake with Fresh Lemon Gaze by Diana Rattray. This lemon pound cake is sweetened with fabulous lemon syrup glaze. The sweet lemon glaze gives this pound cake fresh lemon flavor. It can be baked in a bundt cake pan or 2 loaf pans. You can bake it in the loaf pans to freeze the second loaf for later, or freeze individual slices and always have a treat for family and friends. Thaw a loaf at room temperature or defrost individual slices in the microwave for just seconds. For ingredients, you'll need 1 cup of butter softened, 1/4 a cup of vegetable oil, 3 cups of granulated sugar, 5 large eggs, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of milk, and 1 teaspoon of lemon extract. For the glaze, you'll need 1/2 a cup of granulated sugar, 1/2 a cup of water, 1 teaspoon of grated lemon rind, and 1/4 a cup of lemon juice. Heat your oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Generously grease and flour a 10-inch bundt can or 2 8.5 by 4.5 by 2.5 inch loaf pans. Beat butter in a large mixing bowl at medium speed of an electric mixer. Gradually add your oil, beating until well blended. Then add sugar, gradually beating well. Add eggs one at a time, beating well after each addition. Add flour to the creamed mixture alternately with milk, beginning and ending with flour. Mix until just blended after each addition. Then stir in the lemon extract. Pour the batter into your prepared baking pans and bake for 1 hour and 10 minutes to 1 hour and 20 minutes, or until a wooden pick inserted in the center comes out clean. Cool in pan on a wire rack for 15 minutes. Prepare the glaze. Heat a half a cup of sugar, water, and 1 teaspoon of lemon zest and 1/4 teaspoon of lemon juice over low heat, stirring until the sugar has dissolved. Remove from heat and let cool slightly. Remove the cake from the pans and place directly on a wire rack. Put a large sheet of foil or wax paper under the rack to catch any glaze. While cake is still warm, brush lemon glaze on the sides of the cake and spoon glaze over the top a little at a time, giving the cake time to absorb the glaze. Let the cake cool completely before slicing. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. How to decorate for spring when you don't have time? Think you're too busy to decorate for spring? Try these quick and easy ideas for refreshing your home in 10 minutes or less. Winter is pretty much over, and you're ready to freshen up your home for spring, but who has the time or the energy? I get it. Really, I do. Don't worry. You don't have to reinvent the wheel or overhaul your whole home to get a springy awesomeness. All you need are a few simple spring decorations to tuck in here and there among your existing decorations. I readily admit that I probably do more seasonal decorating than most people, but that's my mission. As a home blogger, I encourage and inspire you no matter the season. So instead of feeling the pressure to redecorate a whole room for the season, take a look at just a few simple ideas you can copy in 10 minutes or less. At your front entry, it only takes a few minutes to fill a basket with faux florals and add a touch of whimsy to create a uniquely you wreath. The secret is to start with the longest branches first, and then tuck in a few shorter flowers, or in my case, colorful butterfly picks in the longer branches, but towards the front. Add a few greenery leaves around the opening and tie a bow with a nature-inspired ribbon around the basket to finish it off. Don't be afraid to fluff and reposition stems until you have it looking just the way you want. Get an early start on the spring container planting so your plants will have time to grow and fill out before the season is over. You can fill a container with a shrub and some ivy in no time flat. For your entryway, all you need for a welcoming spring vignette in your entryway are a couple of candlesticks along with a cute container filled with pretty pink or any other color flowers, and a few eucalyptus leaves. Oh, and a lamp to turn on in the evening will help welcome anyone arriving at your front door. For your living room and family room, there are several quick and easy spring decorating ideas, but you don't have to use them all. All you need to do is choose one spot in your room where you enjoy setting up a display and put spring greens and blues to work. You don't have to have a fireplace either. Some ideas are candlesticks that are topped with faux greenery orbs, placing them on a side table or a sofa table. A dough bowl or basket filled with greenery or grapevine orbs could be placed on a coffee table. Even a tote filled with faux flowers could move anywhere around the room. Each idea is a little outside the box, but they'll create a lot of interest. For your kitchen, I prefer the look of uncluttered countertops. Too much stuff just stresses me out when I'm working in my kitchen. All it takes to make a little spring yet was an addition of a small potted plant on a wicker tray. And for your dining room, most of us love to have a pretty centerpiece in our tables, but they don't have to be complicated. I've styled a wicker tray two different ways on our dining room table for a fresh spring look. How Can I Work Out Without Aggravating My Allergies? By Esther Crane. The question. I'd rather go outside than hit the gym, but I have allergies. Is there anything I can do to prevent excess sneezing and itching post-workout? Susan Paul, exercise physiologist and program director at the Orlando Track Shack Foundation, responds. As long as you've checked in with your doctor and your allergies aren't severe, that an outdoor sweat session can put you in danger, follow these workout tips to keep spring allergies at bay. Check the pollen count in your area at a site like pollen.com to get a sense of how bad the situation is out there. If pollen levels are low, you might be in the clear. But in a medium or high range, you want to postpone your workout until late afternoon or evening when pollen counts naturally decline. It's also better to run after it rains, so pollen and other particles have been washed out of the air. But avoid running or cycling outdoors on windy days, since allergy system triggers will be blowing around everywhere. Before you lace up your sneakers, you should also take an over-the-counter anti-allergy pill. Newer non-drowsy formulas are good choices because they won't suck your energy or dry you out, which older generations of antihistamines tend to do. Being drowsy and dehydrated can affect your thermal regulation, making you more susceptible to heat illness. She also suggests trying an intranasal corticosteroid to reduce your symptoms. When you're outside and ready to sweat, put on wraparound sunglasses, which physically block out pollen and other allergens to keep your eyes from getting itchy and watery. If it's your nose that gets red and irritated, wear a bandana around your neck so you can hike it up for protection if necessary. Once you're back inside, shower and wash your hair as soon as you can to wash the pollen off. If none of these precautions make a dent and your wheezing is sniffling, visit an allergist who can test you to pinpoint your specific allergy, prescribe more targeted meds, and make sure you don't have a more serious respiratory condition. Run out of time for today's episode of Flavor. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Rivka Skidmore, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long, until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Flavor.